You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
This is the end.
The federal government's twice the size it was 11 years ago.
Hold your breath and count to 10.
We need to do more spending cutting.
Feel the earth move and then.
We've got to cut more spending.
Hear my heart burst again. For this is the end.
We need to do more spending cutting.
I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue, I owe them.
Not cutting spending is going to be disastrous.
Swept away, I'm stolen. Let the sky fall and it crumbles.
There's easy ways to cut this money.
Together let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall. We'll face it all together at skyfall.
Very nice. Very nice, Mr. Vandervoort. Our new theme song for the sequester, Skyfall. For the sky is falling. If you don't believe me, just ask the President of the United States or your nearby Democratic member of Congress. I got to tell you, since I wasn't here yesterday and you guys talked a little bit about the Oscars, the best part about the Oscars was the music. I mean, the Seth MacFarlane, he was kind of hot and cold.
Okay.
Sometimes he was okay. Sometimes he was eh. And a couple of times I thought he was just wildly inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was.
But the music, you know, first of all, Adele singing Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
The cast of Les Mis, not just from the movie, but from the Broadway musical.
Okay.
Joining together. For that ensemble treatment of Les Mis. And then, I got to admit, my guilty pleasure, Barbara Streisand, The Way We Were.
Everyone said she nailed it.
I am not a fan of Barbara.
I don't like her, but I love the song.
I mean, it was touching, though, because it was, you know, remembering. But it was...
She remembered the man whose songs really made her career. And her that was right? one of them. No, Marvin Hamlish.
Oh, Hamlish. You're right. That makes more sense.
He wrote The Way We Were.
Sure. Okay.
And what was the oh, the biggest one of all. Shirley Bassey.
Oh yeah.
Goldfinger.
Yeah.
You know she's 76 years old.
No kidding. Yeah, so sort of makes sense.
That was the
that
woman
movie came
who
out
sang
like 68, didn't it?
No, 65.
Oh, Goldfinger was 65.
That was the Sean Connery era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shirley Bassey sang the song back then when she was in her mid-20s. And here she is, 76 years of age, and she can still belt it out. The standing ovation she got was like instantaneous.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's an incredible song, too. Yeah, I didn't watch any of the Academy Awards. I devoted my TV time Sunday to everything that is Americana, and I watched the Daytona 500.
Well, you know what? Your time is well spent. By the way, was anyone else in that race besides Danica Patrick?
You know, it's funny. Greg Biffle, the guy from Vancouver, he was right there at the front of the pack at the very end. And
where was Casey Kane?
You know, I can't remember. He ended up not finishing.
Yeah, I know.
But, I remember
he
seeing
got wiped
him
out
that 39. And yeah, I didn't see him above 20.
Enum Claw's own Casey Kane.
But yeah, Danica Patrick and Biffle were kind of right there near the end, and Danica Patrick had just a wild comment after the race, where she was talking about, "Do you make that move to try and cut to the inside and try and get around the two cars that were in front of her?" And she felt, and she kind of said in the post-race interview, that if she would have gotten down to the inside part of the track, she would have got freight trained. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that means, but you know what happened? Pretty good understanding.
You know what happened on Saturday?
The crash Saturday.
That was a freight train.
Scott and I spent some time covering that yesterday. But you have to have nerves of steel to do that style of racing.
Oh, yeah.
And when you understand that if you make a choice that goes wrong, that the result is being freight trained.
Yeah, keep in mind,
that's a tough business.
Indy cars, which she used to race, are very fragile. And stock cars are a lot more solid. There's a lot more contact.
And there's a difference between the IRL cars, the open wheel cars, and the stock cars. Stock cars, NASCAR, it behooves you to draft, and it's just the opposite.
Draft means that you slide in behind someone and take advantage of their draft.
Exactly.
So you can blow by them.
Cut the wind for you. You conserve your gasoline, and that's a big part of the calculus that they have to do for pit crews and crew chiefs and all that with NASCAR. But IRL, those cars need fresh air to carburete the mixture of gasoline, unlike NASCAR vehicles. So it's just the exact opposite. There's no drafting, really, in IRL.
Has Danica Patrick ever talked about the difference between IndyCar racing and NASCAR racing?
I'm sure she must have at some point, but I've never really heard her get into the
I'd like to know, what she thinks. Since she made the jump to the NASCAR circuit from IndyCars.
And by the way,
Jimmy Johnson won the race. I admire him. Going from managing to have a successful career coaching the Dallas Cowboys and then becoming a NASCAR racer,
taking time from his work on Fox football.
Yeah, most of those guys are very slender.
I guess he's trying to chase after Joe Gibbs, who transferred from the NFL to being tremendous at NASCAR racing as well.
So we have Dallas Cowboy coach to football commentator to NASCAR driver with the hope that he can one day be a NASCAR owner.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. Very good.
He's a triple threat.
Yes. Yes, we know. We're just having a little fun here, everybody.